For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Thursday, the Larkspur Outlets, having an auction for home building supplies, appliances, lumber, decking, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. We have some breaking news. I think every NFL fan is going to be interested in this. Applebee's is now the official bar and grill of the NFL. NFL and Applebee's have entered into an agreement. So, obviously, if you're going to watch the NFL, do not go to your favorite bar. Don't go to a place that has the best happy hour on the planet like Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar. Head on over to Applebee's Bar and Grill because they have riblets and they are the official. I mean, let's be honest here. When something is the official something of, say, a team in town or a league, does it make you think, you know what? I think these leagues are on to something. Maybe I don't know something.
Yeah, I defer to my wife on those things because that falls into marketing.
Yeah, right.
And
who falls for that stuff?
I don't know. You could ask who falls for that kind of stuff about a lot of things in our culture.
We are the official personal injury lawyer for the Denver Broncos. Well, if I get into an accident, I certainly know who I'm going to call. That just means how much you paid. By the way, on a complete side note here, I am going to let everybody in on a little secret, a dirty little secret. And I mean that sincerely when I say it. You know how Westward comes out with the best of? It's an absolute sham.
Really?
It's an absolute sham. Not 100%, but in a lot of different ways.
Okay.
Now, I have been in Westward as like best sportscaster upgrade, whatever it was. That was not a sham, and I'll tell you why, because I didn't lobby to get it. Money did not exchange hands. When you do, like, best hair, Jeremy Hubbard has won best hair in Westward. Okay, I am guessing, and our congratulations to our friends Nate and Andy, who work over at Altitude. They were voted the best sports talk show in town. Good for them. Both great guys.
They do a great job.
They do. But when it comes to best bar, best this, best that, I can tell you, not only with 100% certainty, 110% certainty, this is the way it works. Because a business told me this actually happened to them. Westward approached them. I'm not going to tell you what category they're in. But just for fun, I'll just come up with one. So not to throw them under the bus. Let's say it's a heating and air company.
Okay.
Westward will approach that heating and air company and say, would you like to advertise in Westward? And if you want to spend a few extra bucks, we will make you best of.
Oh.
That's how that works.
Well.
So if you see the best bar in town, chances are they are advertising in Westward, or they paid a little bit extra to get that honor.
Well,
it's an absolute sham. So don't go someplace because you think they have the best tacos and tequilas in town. They just decided to pay to play.
Yeah, I've, okay.
Change your view of best of a little bit now?
Yeah.
Maybe.
A little bit, yeah.
And by the way, it's not all of them. It's not every single one. Because if it's personality driven, no person, I don't think, unless their ego is just through the roof, is going to actually pay to be in there. So it's not all. But when you look at actual businesses, mm-hmm. some, if not many of them, have paid to get that honor. So they can say, Westward called us this. No, you just paid money. That's what you did.
Well,
doesn't mean you're the best.
There's a lot of things like that in the industry that I'm in. People that win Emmys.
Yep.
Pay for them.
That's right.
Period.
Well, they pay.
They pay for
the opportunity
to be in a forum that they are with other people that pay for the right to be in it.
You and I are very much cut out of the same cloth. I have never won an Emmy, and it's not to say that I'm proud of it. I've never paid for the opportunity.
I just don't care about it.
Either do I. I don't need a plastic trophy, okay?
And I understand.
To validate what I believe that I bring to the table every day, which is not great talent. It's I know how hard I work.
Yeah.
But this is how I know. This is how I first realized that you had to pay for this stuff. Because in all my years in television, I was never nominated, which I was like, I think I'm decent, right?
Sure.
So I'm anchoring in Chicago at the time. And the best sportscaster in town was a guy by the name of Mark Giangreco. Mark might be the best local television sports guy I have ever seen. Funny, smart, smarmy, all of those things. So my bosses come up to me and they said, you've been nominated for best sportscaster in Chicago, television sportscaster. At that point, I had an idea of how you get nominated.
Right.
And I said, well, how did I get nominated? I didn't pay for that. He said, no, we paid for it for you. And I said, honestly, I really don't want to be part of this group. And here's the reason why. Mark isn't part of the group. If I'm going to win an award, I want to know that I did it against the best guy out there.
Right. Sure.
But I'm not willing to pay for that. It's not to take away from somebody. Listen, I'm not going to even name a name, but there's one guy I can think of who's won too many to count. He is great at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to take anything away from winning. You still have to win amongst 5, 6, 7 people.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, you're paying to play.
That's exactly right. So that never resonated with me. It made no sense. It's like, what? Wait a minute. Huh? No. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Move along.
I'm very much the same way.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up after the break, some big games tonight. Play-in games. I'm guessing at this point you like the play-in format.
I do. I actually do like the play-in format.
But did you like it when it first came out?
That's next. Oh, all right.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Thursday, Larkspur Auctions Larkspur Outlets, is having an auction for home building supplies, appliances, lumber, decking, and more. Auction is open. RollerAuctions.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com. /MHS. In the meantime, if you are dealing... If you are dealing with one of these issues, hair loss, weight loss, joint pain, there's a one-stop shop you can go to called Beyond Stem Cells. You got to talk to my guy, John. They deal with all of this stuff, and they're great at what they do. My friend Carl Mecklenburg, he works with them for joint pain, stem cell therapy. I've talked to Carl. He swears by this stuff. When it comes to hair loss, stem cell, not where they cut in the back of your head, and it is totally painful. As far as weight loss goes, I've been on something called semaglutide for a while. I've dropped about 10 to 12 pounds. I feel great. And if any of these categories sound like something that you are currently dealing with, highly recommend you go to Beyond Stem Cells. Go to BeyondStemCellDenver.com, BeyondStemCellDenver.com, or give them a call at 1-833-720-STEM, 1-833-720-STEM. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingAndWindows.com.
Okay, we have some legitimate breaking news now. Broncos, yesterday, voluntary workouts. Cortland Sutton did not show up.
Interesting.
Okay, he's going on his 10th starting quarterback in 7 seasons. Only $2 million guaranteed left on his deal. He had 10 touchdown catches this past season, while ranking 56th in targets. Clearly, he's thinking, I want to get paid at least one more time. The problem for the Broncos is, who's going to want him in a trade for what he is making, and his dead cap hit is nearly 10.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
That's a great question. I don't know. I've been a proponent of moving him for a while now, and we're kind of past that point. So
his base salary is $13 million,
mm-hmm.
$2 million guaranteed, dead cap hit specifically $9.65 million, and his cap hit is $17.3. Who's going to want that?
No. Yeah, I don't know. And maybe he just had a hangnail, or who knows? I mean,
no, come on. No. He wants to get paid.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't play, he's on your books.
Well, he's got some leverage.
Does he? How does it work where if he decides not to play, do they not pay him, or they have to pay him?
That would work under terms of his contract. Yeah, I would guess that they probably would have room to make claims about his willingness to live up to his element of the contract.
I mean, you want Cortland Sutton on the field, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because yeah. What are your options? Mims, who didn't get a lot of work at wide receiver last year. I know they have high hopes for him. Then you have little Jordan Humphrey.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, you know.
Brandon Johnson.
Okay. And yeah. And then you have the guy who is
a year ago,
so. Then you have the guy who has missed the last 2 years because of injury.
That's exactly right.
And everybody loves him, but he hasn't played in 2 years.
Talk about a guy who when I see him at OTAs, am going to hold my breath every single moment I'm watching him.
Only in training camp, though. That's the only place. That's the only time he gets injured.
Yeah.
Right.
2 years in a row. Man, such a good dude, too.
He is. But how does that wide receiver room look?
Oh, it's dicey.
Right.
It's dicey.
Tim Patrick's a great dude.
Yeah.
But they're counting on him a lot, counting on Marvin Mims a lot.
Yeah.
And then you have two guys who are nice players.
Yeah, but they would be pieces.
With Jarrett Stidham and no option at tight end.
Not now. Not until Greg Dulcich can prove it. And he's a long way from doing that.
I mean, you can make the case, a strong case. This roster is worse than it was last year.
Oh, yeah. Yes. They've done some in streamlining. They've done some good work in at least trying to piece together guys to build some depth in some positions. But yeah, if you lose, well, I mean, losing Russell Wilson is, that was their own choice. But you can argue that he was probably their most important offensive piece only because quarterbacks are always the most important offensive piece. They went a different direction. Fine. They're paying for it, and they will pay it for it for the next 2 years. You can argue that the face of your defense, you let go.
I mean, when you look at Brandon Jones, so, nice pickup. Yeah. He was fighting to get into Miami's rotation.
Yeah.
He's expected to be your starter.
Yeah, and you hope that Caden Stearns and PJ Locke are going to be...
There's a lot of hope on this roster.
Oh, and hope is always, always a bad plan.
Well, that's the Rockies' plan every year.
Yep.
Hope. Right. And that's what the Broncos roster looks like right now. Hope.
What do you think in their... And, you know, we've been throwing a curveball, so let's hit it. What do you think in their honest hearts of hearts they think they're capable of this year? Honesty. I mean, honest.
Who's their quarterback?
Well, right.
If it's Stidham, if they believe they can win more than six games, they are kidding themselves.
I would think so, too. I'm in that same place.
And, oh, by the way, if you're going to plug in a rookie, it might be even more.
Oh, you're throwing them to the Wolves. And I just don't think that they would do that. I would hope not.
And anymore. Remember something. That offensive line was healthy the entire year last mm-hmm. year. All you need are a couple of injuries, and then what?
Oh, no question.
I've beaten this drum, and I'm going to repeat it again. They were almost fully healthy last year, with the exception of Dulcich. And can you really count on Dulcich this year?
No.
No.
No, you can't. You'd like to, but you just can't.
Well, here's the irony, and I know this is going to sound disrespectful when I say this. What do you really need a quarterback for to throw the ball when you really don't have a lot of really great targets?
Well,
is anybody from New Orleans available? They can pick up?
Well, we're always looking. We're always looking.
What's Marcus Colston doing these days?
Billy Kilmer? Is he available?
I mean, when you talk about moving up or moving back in the draft,
Bobby Hebert,
the more, I mean, they better love a guy to move up, but there's so many things they need to fill on this roster.
And
they're going to be depending heavily.
Thank you.
On guys who haven't proven enough.
Thank you.
And rookies.
Could not agree with you more.
We are look. And when I say rookies, I mean guys who were rookies last year.
There are some hopeful spots in the roster. There are. But you've got to build the roster. And that's why, to me, the whole thing of moving up is pie in the sky. Because moving up is going to cost you 3 first-round draft picks. 2 future first round draft picks. You can't afford it.
You know what team?
You just can't afford it.
I was thinking about this the other day. You know what team has the best spot in the draft right now?
Arizona?
Nope. Yeah, well, you can make the case.
Arizona's pretty good.
You can make the case because they could trade out.
Yeah.
Right? And I get that because they're going to get capital.
But they got a bunch of picks in the top 60 anyway.
Who are the top 2 guys in this draft right now? Top 2. Independent of position, who are the top 2 guys in this draft in terms of they're probably can't miss?
Caleb Williams.
And?
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Right. Jim Harbaugh said it best. We're going to get the best player in the draft outside of the quarterback position. And who's likely going to be sitting there if Arizona trades out?
Marvin Harrison Jr. Right. No question.
I think Herbert is going to have a pretty good target in him.
Hell, he had pretty good targets in the two guys they got rid of. But a young Marvin Harrison Jr.
Although he seems to be a bit of a head case, doesn't he?
I don't know.
Same thing with Caleb Williams.
I mean, these guys, everybody kind of follows the beat of their own drum, man, anymore. I mean, it's just you be you. I mean, I guess that's just where it's at now. Humility is not a strong suit in sports today, is it? That's why when we see guys that remain remarkably humble, quiet, just go about their business, it's such a welcome change. And maybe I'm saying something about myself here. Not sure it's a good thing, but it is how I am.
I mean, I look at the pickups they've made. Not a knock on these guys. I haven't watched them play. Angelo Blackson, 10-year pro.
He's a guy, basically.
Malcolm Roach, you know, former Saints.
I actually kind of like Malcolm Roach.
Malcolm Roach could not. Malcolm Roach was a rotational player.
Yes.
But I kind of like him
at least a little bit. But yeah, I hear you. No, don't you have the feeling that they're just plugging the dike?
Yep.
In just basically all over everywhere. We got one here. Let's plug this one. And then, I don't know. They've got to get their roster better. I think it's an important draft for that. I don't think that there's going to be a quarterback that they want to move heaven and earth with.
Maybe.
There could be. But you better think, and I know that they have.
You want double down on hope? Draft Bo Nix. At least you have someone to say, well, he could be the guy.
But do it in the second round if you can get it.
Well, you're not going to have a second round pick
unless you move down.
Yep.
Right. But you got to get a player. You got to get a couple of guys that can help you immediately in this draft. Don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, I think you do. And then you got to build depth. I hope that they pick up a tackle. They need. This is a great draft. This is one of those rare drafts that has depth at the left tackle spot. Get yourself a left tackle.
You draft a left tackle, second, third, fourth round. You have basically just told Garrett Bowles, we're going to enjoy you for our final season.
And that's probably okay at this point, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay, well, let me
ask. He's not part of the problem, but he's also, what, 31, 32 years old? I mean, yep.
He was their second-best offensive lineman.
Without question.
And, oh, by the way, Miners is up for a payday. But then again, they're going to have a lot of money.
But you know what? You're going to pay that guy, and you're going to do it gladly because he's one of the – that's one of the good things about the Broncos, Quinn Miners. That's a good thing. Patrick Surtain, Quinn Miners, these are the types of guys you want on that roster.
Coming up after the break, big NBA playoff games tonight. We got the play-in. Did you like the play-in when it was first announced? What do you think of it now? All eyes in Denver are going to be on New Orleans tonight as they take on the Lakers. That's next.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, my girl is banging, she's solo maintenance. Don't need no champagne popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's, can't keep her off me. She wanna dip me like them fries in a frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with enough pay. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that bourbon, so you stay with the oil.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce. How we do, fancy life.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Thursday, Larkspur Outlets, having an auction for home building supplies, appliances, lumber, decking, and more. If you are a DIYer, this is the auction for you. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to RollerAuction.com/MHS, and they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
Lakers-Pelicans tonight. The winner will get the seventh seed, okay? Which means that's who we're going to know tonight, right?
We're going to know tonight. Nuggets had a... Let's see, I think they had a light day yesterday, kind of an administrative day yesterday. They did nothing. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that's right. They did nothing on Sunday. And, but obviously, and I think they're going to get together actually tonight to watch this collectively as a team.
Right.
Which I think is cool. I think it's a good thing to do. I am so intrigued and excited for this game tonight.
You are.
It's a play-in game, for God's sakes.
Is this really the same thing as the Final Four or the first four in the NCAA tournament?
No, not really, because...
Well, you got to play yourself in.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
okay,
the similarity.
Okay, yeah,
that but then is... again, you're a six. Right. Well, you're not even a 16th seed. You're a 10th seed.
Right.
Right.
I mean, I guess from a standpoint of what they call it and technically what it is, you are playing into the main draw, which is the same thing that you do in the NCAA tournament.
Who are you rooting for?
Pelicans. I'm for New Orleans at home. They're a 1.5-point favorite, so it's a base. Both games are basically pick-ems. I think Golden State's 2.5. 2.5 on the road in Sacramento tonight. But I think both of these games are going to be very interesting for the reason of you lose, you're through. You're done. One and done. Here we go.
No, you're not.
Yeah. Well, no. Okay.
Well, in the Lakers-Pelicans game, you got another game.
Yes, you do. You're right. Warriors-Kings, losers through.
That's a one and done.
That's through. But two of these teams are going to go home over the next two nights. Then we move forward with it.
You have an up-and-coming team in New Orleans. And then you have, I mean, if the Lakers lose this game, my goodness, the national media, what are they going to talk about?
Well, do you have...
Actually, for that reason alone...
Are you staving off calls to dismantle the team if the Lakers lose tonight?
Say it again?
Do you think that the Lakers are going to have to be staving off calls to dismantle the whole thing if they lose tonight?
You can make the case they should.
I think you could very easily. Very easily make the case.
Right.
But it all depends on what LeBron wants to do.
But remember, if the Lakers lose, they will have put together the greatest performance in losing a game like this.
Yeah. This could be the greatest single performance in a losing effort in a play-in game in the history of play-in games in the NBA.
Did you like the play-in format?
Nope. Although I was... Probably, no, and that's because of the NCAA. I was better with it when the NBA announced it because we had had enough of it in the NCAA tournament for me to think that's actually a pretty good day.
I'm a firm believer in change. Like when they introduced the wild card in baseball.
Yep.
Loved it. Pitch clock. Loved it.
Me too.
Okay.
Yep.
And you know what? If it doesn't work, you can always change
sure
back
you
out
can.
Of it.
Right.
But that's where people hit a brick wall. They think that if there is change, it's going to be permanent. That's not necessarily true. There's an acronym, and I'll ask you, Alex, what, and I look at this acronym differently, although they stand for the same thing. CEO, what does that stand for?
Chief Executive Officer.
You got it. I think CEO stands for something more important. Change equals opportunity. The greatest obstacle to change is tradition.
Yep.
It just is. And there's nothing wrong with change. Let's look at this new kickoff rule. Oh, God, this is going to be terrible.
I think it's great.
I think it's great, too.
I really do.
And if it doesn't work, you change out of it.
Yep.
What is wrong with that?
Nothing.
It's the purists. It's the traditionalists. It's people who are actually our age that are totally against this stuff.
You're right. We
and
are
totally
of a generation.
For,
You're
and
right.
I'm totally. Well, that's not how they did it 50 years ago. I love it. I didn't know enough about it when it came out. But now that I'm seeing it, yeah, you have two more teams that have a shot.
Mm-hmm.
For one of the teams, it's a one and done. The other one, you know, they have a chance to play on.
Yep.
You know, whatever, you know, computation or permutation you want to come up mm-hmm. with on this. I think it's fascinating.
I do too. And I think it creates more interesting moving parts that are part of the whole. It's now part of the playoff format. And I think...
Think the NHL will move to this?
You know, that whole Canadian thing in the NHL... I for me, change comes even harder in the NHL.
It does, because it's every sport has what I'm about to say, but in hockey, it just seems to be more ingrained.
It does.
The good old boys network.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to mess up the tradition of the National Hockey League. All of our organizations will not agree to this.
No. And that's exactly right. I mean... What is the deal in the NHL, since we're just kind of all over the place today? I'll just throw it. Why is it so you start with divisions in the playoffs instead of the NBA starts it? It's the Western Conference.
No, it's the first place team in the division.
Right.
That plays the wild card team.
Okay.
And then the second and third teams.
Right.
In that division play each other.
Because technically...
And that makes sense.
Okay, does it?
Yeah.
Because technically...
But you play the team outside of your division as the wild card and the top seed.
Hmm.
Right?
If you have the most points, you'll play the wild card team with the least amount of points.
Right.
Okay, well, that makes
Whether
sense.
Whether it's in your division or not.
Exactly. Right.
And that actually makes sense.
Right. And that's a change. They didn't always do it that way.
Okay.
But I remember, I go back to the Smythe division, right? Remember that? The Smythe division, the Campbell.
I do, yeah, vaguely.
Right.
Vaguely.
The Norris division.
The Norris, yeah. Huh. Well, I like the play-in. I'm looking forward to it tonight. I like both games. And I dare say that I will probably spend a fair amount of time getting things done around the house and having the games on at the same time.
Well, hold on a second. Who has more interest in tonight's games, you or Sarah?
I probably have a little bit more interest, but she will be interested in them because Jake, our youngest son, is in Sacramento, and he will be invested in the Kings tonight against Golden State.
Invested?
Well, invested.
Yeah.
Emotionally.
Right.
Although he's might have a... couple of quid that he's throwing down on it. You never know. We'll have to wait and
well,
see.
Well, at least it's not coming out of your bank
no,
account.
No, it's not. It is no longer coming out of my bank account.
I just told you this in break. I saw something on Instagram that was so stinking funny. Your kids are like your best friends
mm-hmm.
who have no problems asking you for money, and they believe that you have it.
There you go.
Right. That's absolutely what kids are.
Absolutely.
Not shy about asking you for money for anything. And they believe that you are so beyond wealthy, it shouldn't be a problem.
Right. That's why, well.
They believe you are.
Yes.
Doesn't mean you are.
Sarah will be into the Lakers-Pelicans game. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Now, she won't sit down and watch it play for play like she would a Nuggets game.
Because you're going to have her dusting and things like
that? Well, I'm not going to have her doing anything. She's her own person.
Yeah, she said.
She decides what she does.
Yeah, well
not
said.
Me.
Same thing with Mandy.
So, I mean.
There is zero control on my end of
nor
my
do,
wife.
Nor do I want it. I don't want it. Believe me, I know who I am. I got enough problems getting my own stuff
me
taken
too
care of.
Right,
and that's the God's truth.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever jersey sold out within an hour, and we'll also get into Nico Medved's contract extension with CSU. That's all next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
No one would ever come in our block and terrorize us. The gangs that used to do it, now they idolize us. Guns, we don't like to use them unless our enemies choose them. We prefer to fight you all like a man and beat you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't know what you've been told, but time is running out, no need to...
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Thursday, Larkspur Outlets having an auction for home building supplies, appliances, lumber, decking, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. I traded in my journalism card when I decided to do sports talk radio, so I have no problems talking about rumors. There is a rumor floating around. Rory McIlroy has been linked with a bombshell offer from the LIV Tour for $850 million.
Wow.
He has been the harshest critic of the LIV Tour. Would you blame him if he took it? Would you call him a hypocrite?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Want to know why?
Go right ahead.
Because he backed the PGA Tour. He was the front man. He was the face of the PGA Tour. And they screwed him by partnering with the LIV Tour. And they didn't even tell him about it before it happened.
Yeah, I hear you. But to me,
I would take the money.
The individual integrity of who he is. I don't care about.
PGA Tour cast the first stone. He backed them. He wasn't. He was betrayed by the PGA Tour. At this point, all bets are off.
How much money is Rory McIlroy worth? Again, this falls in. I mean, wow. 800. I mean, right. I mean,
nearly $1 billion.
I totally get it. How much?
What if I told you he was going to donate half to charity? Would that make a difference?
Yes, then take it.
Oh.
If you can make the world a better place instead of just your own checkbook a better place, then I'm definitely for it.
So there's a caveat to it.
Yes, there would be for me.
So if you donate half of it half of it to the Leukemia Society, that blood money is worth it.
No, not necessarily.
Well, it is. That's what you're saying. If he donates half to charity, the Saudi money is blood money for the stuff I believe that they do.
Well, then I'll
and
go
human
back.
Rights.
Then I'll go back to my original.
But it does a good
stand.
Thing. But money's money. It's still green. Doesn't matter if there's red on it. You could still go into a convenience store and buy a pack of Skittles. Money's money.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't worry about buying a pack of Skittles.
You could buy the convenience store.
But I would have a tract of land in Wyoming where every wayward animal in the world could ever hopefully.
You could probably buy a country for that.
Yeah, I would try to.
What'd you do with that money? I bought a country.
Make the world, at least some part of the world, a better place.
Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it, is presented by Argonaut Wine and Liquor. You need to see why Westward named it the best liquor store in Denver 5 years running, or order online at argonautliquor.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, Colorado State men's basketball coach Nico Medved has received a new 5-year deal that includes a significant pay increase. The contract also features a pair of opt-in years, which can be triggered by either side, and the full 7-year deal would be worth nearly $13 million. Medved has led the Rams to 2 NCAA tournaments in the last 3 years. Did you have a feeling this was coming for Nico Medved?
I'm glad that it's coming, because I was worried that he would be a very interesting possibility for jobs open around the country. I think it's a huge, not big, a huge win for Colorado State. This guy has proven his worth. Been to the NCAA tournament in 2 of the last 3 years. He's won 20 plus games in 4 of the 6 years that he's been there. He has helped to change the culture and has got a foundation on which to continue to build. Basketball means something at Colorado State because of Nico Medved.
By the way, some breaking news. The Milwaukee Bucks are preparing to be without Giannis in their opening round playoff series against the Pacers. He's dealing with treatment on his left calf. They're hoping he returns sometime during the series.
And that calf injury was just something basically running down the floor. It appeared to be the most innocuous thing ever. And now here he is, missing time in the postseason.
So if you have a minor, which he does, a minor calf injury, if it's a major injury, would you call it a cow? Let's move along.
All right, just in case you missed it, after Caitlin Clark was picked after she was picked number one overall last night in the WNBA draft by the Indiana Fever, Fanatics sold out of Clark's Fever jersey in all sizes within 1 hour. I missed my chance to snag one. Is this more proof that Caitlin Clark is the Michael Jordan of women's basketball right now?
Would you have snagged one?
Probably not.
Okay, fair enough. I have a 21-year-old daughter who moved her schedule around to watch the WNBA draft last night. I kind of snuck a little here, a little eye here and there on it. Good for women's basketball, good for the WNBA, good for Caitlin Clark, dressed splendidly last night in Prada, by the way. It was a very fashionable first round of the WNBA draft.
I mean, I understand the historical significance of her being the number one pick in the draft. We all knew it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's kind of like watching The Godfather 2 for the 20th time and thinking, maybe this time Michael doesn't kill Fredo. You knew what was going to happen, didn't you? You knew she was going to be the number one pick.
Yeah, it was pretty. So you're making an appointment. Conclusion.
So you're making an appointment viewing to see maybe they won't.
Or it's just part of a phenomenon that has gained so much momentum now that you're maybe a little bit more willing to check in on it. Am I going to watch a WNBA game in the regular season this year? I think the answer is yes.
That was Argonaut Wine and Liquor, just in case you missed it. Find them off of Colfax. Always great specials on wine. Kausha Wines are going to be on sale for the next couple of weeks for Passover.
What can you get with that?
I don't know if you're going to get some haroset or maybe a box of matzah.
A shmear?
You don't put the shmear on
there.
Damn
it. I want a shmear.
I like peanut butter and jelly, honestly, on my matzah.
Can we call that a shmear?
No.
No.
No, okay. It's not a shmear.
Well, the hell with it.
Anyway, Kosher Wines, 15% off for the next couple of weeks. You can order online at argonautliquor.com, order off their app. That is going to do it for us. Guys, great job today as always, Nigel and Alex. Same with you, Bruce. I'll try and do better tomorrow. Make the best possible day you can.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.